Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese, the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. And we're talking about what it takes to be an entrepreneur in National Entrepreneurship Month. Terry, you know, when I think about these things that you said, the three tips, passion, persistence, and perceptiveness, I really did think about the ladies that I met last year that I have met before, who you've been helping in Rwanda and Afghanistan. If they didn't have those three things, they couldn't make it.
No, that's right. And you're talking about our Peace Through Business program.
Peace Through Business, the Peace Through Business program, yeah.
Working with these women in Afghanistan and Rwanda, they have to be very passionate and have to be very brave and courageous, certainly mm-hmm. in Afghanistan. Rwanda is a free market society, and so they're free over there, truly
but,
free.
But it's Africa, and it's sub-Saharan
Africa.
And
right.
So who knows? I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you never know what's going to break out over there.
Right, you don't. And they know that, too. And so they always have their antennas up, and they're always very cautious. But they, all of these women have the three Ps, and they're being successful and building their businesses, their revenues are going up, they're hiring employees. And by the way, we'll have another group of 30 women that will come to the United States next July. They arrive July 12th.
Good.
And our summit, International Women's Economic Summit, is July 29th and 30th. And we'll have our graduation on the evening of July 30.
Well, let me know what I can do to help. You know I will. So,
I will.
What else have you learned over the years working with and being an entrepreneur yourself? What counsel would you give to people who are or want to be entrepreneurs as we celebrate National Entrepreneurship Month?
Well, two other things. I think it's extremely important to be visible in your community, and that means giving back to your community. And you can do that in so many different ways. I think you've got to be a part of the Chamber of Commerce. You've got to be a part of trade groups. You've got to be a part of, for me, it was being a part of women's groups, the National Association of Women Business Owners, et cetera, because this way you do business with each other. You build friendships.
People want to do business with leaders.
Absolutely.
Leaders take their place in the community.
Yep, absolutely. And then the second thing is, it's so important to be involved in public policy. My old saying of, if you run a business and you're not involved in politics, then politics will run your business.
That's right.
And it's so true. From, I don't care if it's the stop sign down at the corner, because somebody put that stop sign there for a reason, and
right.
It was. And politics made that happen. So there's just so many things that affect us
every day. Well, and those two things
are
not mutually exclusive either, community and public policy. They're very much involved. You know, what I tell people is if you don't let your elected officials know what you think, then you're going to be given what they wanted you to have, thinking that you don't care.
That's right. And there's nothing like being a resource for these elected
mm-hmm.
officials. And offering yourself up as a small business resource for them. Because, you know, Jim, better than I do, that hardly any of these elected officials have ever owned a business or understand how business
That's
works.
That's exactly right.
And so we have to educate them on the fact of how businesses run and why we need their support for X,
it's
whatever
amazing.
That is.
What's amazing to me, Terry, is not only do they not know how a business runs, they don't really understand how the economy works.
No. And, you know, it's interesting to me when you talk with elected officials and you lay out why they should not be voting for this particular piece of legislation,
mm-hmm.
and you really make your case and you're able to get your message across. Most of these elected officials look at you and they're stunned. They think, oh my God, you're right.
I never thought of that.
I never looked at it that way.
McGovern's comment after one of the great liberals of our time, of the last century. He started a small business after he left Congress and after he left the Senate, and he said, "If I'd known this was how it was, I would have voted differently."
Yeah. Well, I think it's so important to have business people in political office, so they really understand what we go through. Not everyone can be an entrepreneur, but boy, I tell you what, it's valuable experience.
My audience knows that I endorse Mitt Romney because my last thought on my endorsement column was, he's the guy who knows what we're up against when we make payroll every Friday.
Well,
that's a huge deal to me.
It is,
I think, to most small businesses.
It is. I just wish that all of these politicians, whether they're county elected officials or they're state house reps or state senators or governor, if they've been in business for themselves, they understand what we go through on a daily basis.
Yep.
And we want to employ more people. We want to provide our people with great benefits.
Yep.
But you know what? We have to do it in a free market society. We can't do it where we break ourselves and we end up going broke.
And we don't live in la la land like some of the members of some politicians do, thinking that profits just fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
And that, we're just gouging people and sitting on, Daddy Warbucks, sitting on all the money. That's not how it works. Give us the website again, Terry.
It's IEEW.org.
Terry, today's election day, and America has got a choice. America is going to make a choice, unlike any other, I believe, maybe since 1860. Will you help me develop that thought in the next segment?
I will.
Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Look for that after these messages. Stay with us.
Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.